Yo, what's good? It's your man, Nick Cannon, and you know I'm wilding out and waking up with the Dana Cortez Show. You know how we do. We have some good conversations all up in my business.
Our air conditioner is out. We've been up since 2:30 this morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony Ape.
So I wake up at 2:30 in the morning. I didn't even want to bother Automatic. You know, I thought maybe it's just me. I rolled around a little bit, and then he could feel me moving, and I noticed he wasn't covered up. So I thought, okay, if he's not covered, I'm not covered. I even took my PJs off. I'm like, something's not right here. And then I saw him moving around too, and I whispered, hey, is it hot in here? And he said, yes. And I said, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
No. And we just had this huge argument about the fact that I had one of the AC units fixed. Mm-hmm. And so he's telling me, you spent all that money. They didn't even do it right. So I call the AC repair company.
At 2:30 in the morning.
I shoot them a text message. I send them an email.
At 2:30 in the morning.
A very strongly worded email at that. And then I thought about it and I said, wait a minute, maybe this is a building issue. So I said to Otto, maybe you should walk in a hallway. He goes out there and he comes back in. He said, it's hotter out there. I said, no.
Oh. So I called the front desk and Jimmy, shout out Jimmy. I love Jimmy.
He probably endured a lot.
He's like, I'm sweating down here, man. It's a building thing. I don't know what's going on.
Damn.
Good luck to you guys.
And I'm like, it is the morning. Anyway, I had to send an apology text message after.
You texted him again?
I had to. Automatic? What?
I think that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, multiple messages before 4 a.m. is okay.
Okay, I get it. But I felt bad because, like I said, it was a strongly worded text message. So
whatever quote he gave you on fixing that other AC,
whatever,
just add at least a grand to it.
No,
he's going to be like, remember when you were texting, calling me at 2:30 in the morning?
Uh-huh. This is a sign, though, that we need to get the other one fixed. So I'm going to talk to him about it. Either way, I said to him, Gerald, I am so sorry to have woken you. It is a building issue. My apologies.
Well, I don't want to hear the apology. I want to hear the first message.
What did you say in the first place?
Okay. It said, Gerald, we spent quite a bit of money with your company fixing our AC. It is no longer working. I'll need somebody here very early to take a look at it. Also, we need to replace the other AC because it's not working either. How quickly can you get the parts in?
I feel like that's toned down from what it really is. But
it's It's a little toned down. But, oh my
gosh.
Broken
air conditioning will bring the Karen out of anybody. I don't care who you are.
It was hot. It was humid. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I want to have Dana calling people at 2:30 in the morning.
Rightfully so, sister.
Our cat is panting in the house right now.
Oh, no, not the panting cat.
Lord Oliver Cromwell.
Literally has his tongue out. Have you ever seen a cat with his tongue out panting?
This guy is probably upset. He went from first class luxury to this. I don't know what's going on here.
It's falling apart, Anthony.
Either way, I feel bad because I took my frustrations out on the poor AC guy.
Ah, man. Shout out to all the AC repair guys out there doing the Lord's work. We appreciate
the Lord's work. That's what it is.
We appreciate you guys so much.
Now that I think about it, that's probably a normal thing. Those guys probably get texts like that
probably
all the time.
Yeah. Any HVAC repair people listening, call us or text us. We'll give you a little shout out, all right? 877-730-DCS1. Anthony A., National Day.
We're going to go back to 1937 when Ruth Wakesfield accidentally invented America's favorite cookie. She was baking cookies and her normal chocolate mix that she uses was running short, so she decided to cut up some chocolate chunks, place them in her cookies, and the rest was history. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Hold on. The chocolate chip cookie was an accident?
It was an accident. One of the most beautiful blessings of all time.
I was going to say.
Hey, all three of us are beautiful blessings. We were accidents too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Uber, Lyft, you take these rides home, you know, late, or maybe you're just going somewhere. And I know for me personally, I sometimes get a little nervous. Maybe it's just me, but Uber now has a new feature called Women Rider Preference. And you will be able to type in you prefer to have a lady driver.
Oh.
And the drivers can also say they would prefer to have a lady ride. So this is interesting. They're just rolling it out. So it's not here yet, but it is in LA, San Francisco, and Detroit. And it's already extremely popular, which makes sense to me.
Of course, yeah. Because, I mean, there's been so many incidents with...
There really haven't been a lot of incidents.
There's been a few, though.
But there have. And so when you see them on social media or you hear the news talk about them or we highlight them, it seems like, oh, my God, it's craziness. For the most part, 99% of the time, right, it's safe to ride with a male. But if it's late or whatever, I just feel more comfortable with a lady. And nothing against my guys. One time, I called for an Uber. And this guy picked me up, and clearly I was going somewhere else. I knew it, and I started to get so scared, and I was breathing heavily, and I didn't know what to do, and I finally just said, say something. And I said, sir, I think we're going the wrong way. And he said, no, we're not. And he just kind of got quiet, and I said, no. Ooh, I gave him the address, and he said, it was 7 p.m. It wasn't completely
sunset,
dark.
Though. Still scary.
But still, we were kind of in the middle of nowhere, and then he finally said, what's the oh no, I told him this is the address. Or I think he asked me, I can't remember, and he said, oh, you typed in the wrong address.
Oh,
it was me.
Which brings me to my next point about female drivers.
And then he could no, let me tell you what he did. Hold on. He could tell how nervous I was, and he said, give me the address and I'll take you there. He didn't even charge me extra.
Oh, that's what's up, dude. Round of applause.
He could probably get in trouble for doing that. I'll never say his name. I felt so bad, I tipped him like double.
Yeah, five stars on that one. That's
yes,
to him, dude.
Of course.
Poor guy, I thought he was. He got accused of being something he wasn't.
He could
even
totally
doing.
Tell, too, that yeah. I was scared. If you, Otto, just the other day, you called the Uber. The guy pulls up. I don't even know if you noticed. First of all, he leaves our community exiting the wrong way. So if somebody would have come in, they would have hit him head on. Fine, whatever. We're driving along. And I look down to my left. I have video, by the way. There's a bat on the side of the van. He has his bat right next to his, on the left side.
I would also
bat.
Say the guy was intoxicated,
oh,
for sure.
Whoa.
Something was going on.
Like a bat you play baseball with?
A baseball bat was in the car, and it kind of freaked me out. But then I thought, well, I don't know what he encounters. Maybe he might feel unsafe
you
at
gotta,
times.
When you got an Uber, sometimes you do need some protection, dude.
Yeah.
And I will say a driver having a bat, that kind of makes me, you know, that makes me feel
I mean,
secure.
I get it. You could, like, especially if you're driving late nights.
Okay, fine. But I don't want you picking me up with that bat. It makes me feel like, what you trying to do?
I mean, he was picking us up at like
husband.
4 in the morning.
Otto,
he had been driving all night. I didn't think anything of the bat. I was more worried about him being intoxicated. You know? I was like, this guy is clearly not sober.
So I didn't notice that part.
Yeah, I did.
Notice.
I will say this. He didn't get a tip and he didn't get 5 stars.
Yeah, for real?
Not worried
no,
about
hell,
him.
No.
If you don't tip and you don't get 5 stars, then they talk bad about us.
Well, not when I have to question your blood alcohol level.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. The guy showed, like, when he showed up and looked at me, I was like, oh, this guy is not sober.
Then
I
why said, didn't to you be, say something?
Because we're going to be late to the airport.
That is like the worst excuse.
And I knew if I said something to you, you'd be like, I'm not getting in that car. Like, I was like, you know what? Let's just roll the dice on this.
What if we wouldn't have made it?
Well, we're here, though.
We're right here now.
To quote
probably not my smartest moment.
To quote the famous Mr. Chow, but did you die?
I did not.
Yeah, we're here. We're good.
But now and, I'm more, I don't know what to be more concerned about, the guy's drinking problem or the guy's bat in his car.
I mean, I think you should be more concerned about automatic sobriety test.
I don't know. We're going to be late. Let's just go.
You got to do what
crazy.
You got to do.
I mean, it would cost us a lot of money if we would miss the flight.
True. Overall, I think it's a really good thing, and I hope that anything to provide comfort to the riders is there.
Yes, and Uber, that's a great idea. Lyft, you need to catch up. Hurry up and catch up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so earlier we were talking about the safety feature that Uber is adding so that you can request a female driver. And also the female drivers can request female riders as well. And we have Miss Jennifer on the line. I think, Jennifer, hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. So do you drive for Lyft?
Yes.
So talk to
I
me
drive
about
for
this.
Both.
Okay, both. Okay, both Uber and Lyft. So tell me about the feature you were talking about when it comes to Lyft.
Well, you were saying that Lyft needed to catch up. Lyft had Women Connect for quite some time.
I did not know that. I had no idea. So it's called Women Connect.
Yes.
Well, you know what they need to do, Jennifer? They need to advertise it because I didn't know about it at all.
It's been that way for some time. Uber is the one that's just catching up.
So let me ask you something. Do you request female riders or do you not care? It doesn't bother you either way.
It don't bother me either way.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. You've never felt uncomfortable or threatened at all?
No.
Okay, and that's what I was trying to tell Automatic. Like 99% of the time, everything's fine. The few things that have happened have been amplified on social media, so it seems like, oh my God, it's dangerous, but that's not the case.
Right. I mean... I've never had a bad experience, and I've been doing this for quite some time.
We've had a couple of bad experiences, but we need to pick, we need to have you as our driver so that we feel safe, Jennifer. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening, girl. Please call back more often. It means the world to me you're tuning in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, if you want a free psychic reading, call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. It is time for What's Your Sign with Sir Marty. Welcome, yeah.
What up, Marty?
What's good? What's good?
So obviously, we're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week. What is it looking like as a collective? Oh, phones are ringing immediately for the psychic reading. Hi, good morning. What's your sign?
Taurus.
And what's your first name?
Anastasia.
Miss Anastasia, ask Sir Marty your question.
I am currently going through a separation and would like to know if I should hold on and try to work on things or if I should just give up on it.
How long were you married before you were separated?
6 years.
Do you still love him? Did he cheat? Did it just not work out? What happened?
Yes, I do still love him. And no, we kind of just had a baby and kind of grew apart.
Oh, this happens with a lot of couples. There could be different reasons. I mean, was the baby in a room too long?
Yeah, I think we just kind of put our kid first a lot more and not our relationship as much as we used to.
Automatic, you remember when your grandmother Dorothy came to stay with us 2 weeks after we got married? And she reminded me, or she talked to me, about making sure that you and I took vacations without the kids and spent time together alone without the children.
She had 11 kids. She knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, this whole thing is tough, Sir Marty.
Yeah.
What do you feel is going on with her?
So I'm picking up on two paths, and that's very interesting because she's literally right now in her mind and energy debating on which one to take. And I'm just going to lay this out to her the way that I see if she was to take one path or the other. If she decides to stay, there's still good times ahead. I feel like this relationship is not all the way over, so I do want to reassure her of that. But I also feel like staying would also drain her emotionally because I feel like she's giving a lot more than she's receiving right now. I feel like she needs to prove to herself that she is this bad person that is able to really go through difficult times, but she can rise again. And I feel like this is a beautiful, even though it's a difficult phase, but she'll look back on it like, that really built me a character. That really strengthened me. Ultimately, she needs to see what way is best for her.
Choose wisely, sister. Choose wisely. Now, as a whole, collectively, what is our spiritual forecast for the week?
So this is a beautiful week. We have a full moon coming up this Saturday, so it'll be this coming weekend. One thing that I do want to say, this is a really loud world we're living in right now. And whenever it does get really loud, and we're not being encouraged to escape, but really to observe and reconnect with our deeper roots. And we need to protect our peace. Ultimately, I feel like this week is filled with answers versus having so many questions, and individually and on a bigger collective scale as well. And we're being asked to listen. Listen to whatever comes up, whether it's at your job and your relationships. Pay attention to those things because that will give you clarity.
Protecting your peace, I took away from that.
Yes.
And listening, which is a skill. Listen to what people are saying so that you can have the right reaction. Sir Marty, thank you so much. Please, if you would like a psychic reading, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. And as always, follow her on Instagram, at Illis Divinity. You can connect with her there and schedule a more one-on-one reading for yourself. Marty, thank you for the spiritual forecast. As always, we love you.
I love you guys. Have a beautiful day.
Talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so America's number one cookie, Oreo, is teaming up to collab with America's number one candy. We'll tell you what that is inside Food News. All right, it's hottest hashtags. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. 2 Drink Minimum Wage.
There was a big accident last week at an amusement park. When you first hear this piece of audio, it will be normal screams. And then you will hear the actual ride breaking in half.
And terror.
I watched that in horror. Nobody lost their lives, just to let you know, okay? But several people are still in the hospital this week.
When I saw the clip of that, I mean, it was pretty high in the air, and the actual metal just snapped.
Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm posting it. I got to put it in the story right now. This is why I don't get on rides.
When I was like 13 years old, I was playing in a baseball tournament in Alamogordo, New Mexico. And my dad took us to this like makeshift carnival or something.
Okay, Otto.
And they had a roller coaster ride there. And of course, you know, I'm 13. I'm like, oh, I want to get on this thing. And then I was looking at it. I was like, it kind of looks a little janky. They told me that the high school like shop team built it.
Oh, so it was made.
It was made out of wood and metal. For some reason, my dad was like, get on it, try it out. So I jumped in the bucket, and when it was at its tallest point, I remember watching it shake. It actually came off the rails.
Oh, no.
And I was thinking, oh, my God, please don't let me die.
But you made it.
I made it. I survived. It didn't fall apart. I'm sure it fell apart for somebody else very soon after.
Well, hopefully not. But anyway, what do you have for Food News DJ Automatic?
Jeez. Reese's Oreo Cup and Oreo are teaming up to make a great new cookie. It is a combo cookie of Oreos, America's favorite cookie, and Reese's, which is, I think, is America's favorite candy.
It is. It's the number one selling candy, but I think they're going to ruin the Oreo.
So that's what Oreo had thought at first. They were really against this idea because they said, we got a classic. Why would we ever change it?
For real.
Gen Z put the pressure on them. TikTok.
Yeah, I kind of want to know what's going on with Reese's because they've been venturing out and getting really, you know, experimental with their brand, which is interesting to me.
Are you guys both of their classics? Leave them alone.
Exactly. And I don't know.
I'm here for it. It looks good.
Controversial. Look, I love Halloween, but whoever dumps that Reese's in my little candy pumpkin, I don't want it. It tastes like dirt. It feels like dirt. I say it all the time. And you're going to put that dirt in the middle of an Oreo cookie now?
Man, you don't like roller coasters or candy?
No.
You just sound like so much fun. Can't believe I'm married to this,
you know,
this
you
bag
know.
Of joy here.
I don't like getting in rides, and I don't want a Reese's. Or just give me a plain old classic Oreo. That sounds so missionary, doesn't it? Anthony A. National Day.
Well, sorry about saluting the Coast Guard. It's National Coast Guard Day.
Hey.
Yes. Dude, and we will ride along next to the chocolate chip cookie. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie, which was actually invented by accident when Ruth Wakefield accidentally ran out of baking chocolate and chopped up chunks and then put them in her cookies, and the rest was history.
Best accident besides us three in the studio. You know your mother did not plan you. All right, what else we got?
That was a deep cut. Unnecessarily a deep cut. All right,
y'all gonna come at me for my Oreo. I'm gonna come back, okay? Fire back.
And we'll wrap it up on Single Women's Working Day.
Oh, that's a big one right there. I know your mother worked a lot, Anthony.
Yeah.
As a single mother, you always pay tribute to her. You talk about all her sacrifices.
Shout out to my sister.
Sister Matic.
Hard-working single woman.
Yes, DJ Automatic. My mom, until I left the house, she was single. She didn't marry my stepdad Adolfo until way later in life. I love you, Mom, for all your hard work. All the single moms, single working women out there. Woo, woo.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we talked about our air conditioning going out. We were up at 2 o'clock.
It's been a long day already.
Yes, it has. It has been a long day already.
It feels like one of the hottest days of the summer.
Dude. It was really hot. Our little kitty cat was panting. Lord Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan, he was going, anyway, so I woke Otto up and I said, are you hot? He said, yes. He wasn't really asleep. And then we kind of got into a little tiff because I spent some money on fixing one unit in the apartment. And he said, you spent all this money. And now it doesn't work. So then I fired off a strongly worded text message to our HVAC guy and a strongly worded email. To our HVAC guy?
Text at like 2:30 in the morning?
2:38, sir. 2:38.
And Dana's going off on people.
And then, I started thinking, maybe it's the building. So I asked Otto, can you walk out in the hallway? Because we live in a condo. And he said, yeah, it's way hotter out there. And I said, no.
Oh, no.
Poor Gerald, the HVAC guy. So I apologized to him. I sent him another text. At 2:48.
At this point, you're arguing with yourself.
I pretty much am. I'm like just mad. I'm taking my frustration out on this poor man. It's not even his fault. I said I was very sorry, and he answered me.
He did? Yes, automatically. What did he say? Don't text me in the middle of the night, crazy woman.
Is that what you would have said?
That's what I would have said. What did he say to you?
No, he said, Dana, it's okay. I hope it gets resolved with the building. Let me know if you want to reschedule with the larger unit that needs repair.
All he heard was, Cha-ching!
No, he did. No, I think he realized, obviously, he's an HVAC guy. He probably gets calls at all times of the day and night for emergencies. And I feel badly that I did that. I remember one time, I used to work for the Boys and Girls Clubs. And I was answering the phone one day, and I was in a really bad mood. And I said, hello, Boys and Girls Clubs, may I help you? Just like that. And the woman on the other end said, I know you must be having a bad day, but I'm not the problem. Are you okay? She put me in my place. And from then on, no matter how I feel, I always answer the phone with a smile on my face.
I hate when I do that to you or to the girls. When I come home and everybody does this. You're in a bad mood. Something bad happened. Maybe it was traffic. Maybe it was a bad day at work or just something crazy happened. And then you go home and you take it out on your family.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. Yeah. That happens. It's happened to me. I had a big show that I was working towards. I remember it was working towards the show for about 8 months, and it was a big headlining opportunity for me. And the night of the show, I just had the drunkest heckler ruin the show. I'm getting mad thinking about it right now.
I can tell you're raising your voice. The show because calm down, Anthony.
He was incoherent. He kept interrupting, and it wasn't even like a fun heckler where you go back and forth, and it just ruined my whole set. I was in a worse mood. I get home, my roommate made a complete mess, and so I walk in right away, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here, bro? I pay all the bills here, and you're gonna make a mess like this, and you're gonna give me that dumb look like that, and then now I gotta take you out to use the bathroom. Then I had to, like, when I took him out, I was
are you talking to your dog?
Yeah, I was yelling at my dog, bro. You ever just yell at your dog?
I swear to God, I was like, how old is this story? I don't remember Anthony having a roommate.
I felt so bad. I was yelling at my dog. I was like, you take yourself out. You withdraw.
Poor Metro.
Yes, dude.
Stop taking out on strangers. Take it out on the people you love the most, like everybody else does.
No, that's what I do. Don't do that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.